This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today in news of the Federal Reserve, nothing. Bupkis, nada. I mean, yeah, the Federal Open Market Committee wrapped up a two-day meeting, probably talked about interest rates. I don't know for sure. The upshot is that the Fed still thinks things are improving economy-wise, but they are going to base any interest rate increase on what the data says, which is exactly, by the way, what Chair Janet Yellen has been saying since she got that job. Speaking of that job, there was news of her predecessor today, one Ben Bernanke. We learned a couple of weeks ago he's taken a job as an advisor at the hedge fund Citadel. This morning, the bond investment house PIMCO said it has signed Mr. Bernanke to be an advisor to them as well. Patty Hirsch, our New York editor, is here to explain what that might mean. Hey, Patty.
Hi, Kai.
All right, bunch of things to roll through here with Ben's new job. Number one, conflict of interest. This man used to run the Federal Reserve. He has now gone through the revolving door, shall we say, working at a bond investment place and a hedge fund. Can he do that?
Yes, he can do that because the Federal Reserve regulates banks, and neither PIMCO nor Citadel are banks. Citadel is a hedge fund. PIMCO is a bond investment fund, so therefore, no conflict.
Handy, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty handy.
Pretty handy, right. Item number two, he's not technically working at, right? He's an advisor. He's of counsel, however they're characterizing it. Does that mean that he gets a call at 3 o'clock in the morning when Japanese bonds go crazy and they want to know what to do at PIMCO?
No, I don't think Ben's going to be calling him up or forcing him to go on the golf course for that matter. But he will be meeting with clients and he will be attending quarterly meetings at PIMCO to give advice. So he's sort of going to be there on the one hand to give advice to PIMCO's executives and talk about what's going on in the Fed or what might be going on. But also he's going to be going out and meeting clients and he's going to be able to say to them, from what I know about the Federal Reserve, from my experience there, and oh, by the way, I was in Washington, D.C., and I sat down with them for lunch the other day. He's going to be able to talk in that way, so they're going to feel as though he's in the flow.
So he will still be seen in the corridors of power in Washington, D.C.?
I expect so. I mean, really, that's going to be his currency, right? Because, you know, for him to be able to say, oh, I met with Janet the other week, or I met with some of the guys from the Dallas Fed the other week, I think you're going to see him around. He's going to be working himself so that he can plug his image that way.
Private sector, of course, means private money. He made like $200,000 a year running the Fed. He will be making more now.
Yeah, he's making like $200,000 a speech now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, that's not Clinton money, right? That's not $750,000
a speech.
Either
one of them. Yeah.
But he's getting there. And I think that what he's done is he's managed to lock himself into a situation where he's going to be basically making speeches at luncheons for Citadel and PIMCO. And he's kind of locked in his salary for a while.
Nobody wants a guy not to be able to make a living, right? I get that. And that's not what this is about. Is this, however, comma, just a little bit, oh, man.
Well, it's business as usual. I mean, you know, Alan Greenspan did it.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
He actually became a consultant at PIMCO. I mean, he did the same thing. You know, Paul Volcker did it. He became the chairman of an investment bank.
Right.
So this is nothing new. And so long as it doesn't bleed into the regulatory issue, as long as it doesn't cause a conflict of interest, I don't really see there's that much wrong with it.
Patty Hirsch, he's our senior editor for our Bureau in New York. Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, Kai.